While we're out browsing the web, perhaps looking for an interesting article or a specific resource that we want to use with our students, we often come across serendipitous discoveries, other things which are particularly useful. Now, if you're a proactive internet browser, then you will probably have a way of keeping a record of those things that you see. You may have gone a stage further and you may also share them with other people, perhaps with your colleagues or maybe even with your students. Maybe you use a social bookmarking site, or maybe you post to a social networking site. But there are lots of ways of doing it. One of the interesting ways, I think, is using a tool called Scoop-It. There's a little clue in the title that it has the look and feel of a magazine, and it's sort of sophisticated look. It's actually produce it is to find useful information, useful cycles, and then all you need is, and then you can share that with other. Scoop-It does all the hard work of bringing text from the article, bringing out associated with it, giving it a. So actually sharing in magazine format becomes real. When you're finding your content and there are things that you want to share, start, it might be that you're just blindly finding lots of different things. You'll quickly realise that putting them into some sort of context is important. So putting them within a theme, and Scoop-It allows you to do that by having different topics. You set them up and then you can decide which of the topic headings, the interesting information that you find best fits under. Remember, all you need is the URL of the site or the article, and then you can scoop it. You can do that by copying it and then creating a new scoop, or you can use one of the bookmarklets that Scoop-It provides and integrate that with your browser. Then it's a simple one click and a much faster way of it. As you start to, or let's call it a magazine, you can chill out, you can decide where they go, you can move them around the page, and you decide where audiences will be able to scoop. The social aspect of Scoop-It is also quite significant, and it's a way of also being a consumer and being able to benefit from the scoop that other people are finding. Setting up a community, you can do that by finding articles through Scoop-It and then following the kind of the people who are producing those articles. Or if you already have a social networking, you've got a PLN through Twitter or through Facebook or LinkedIn, if that's the case, then you can have your community automatically generated from within there if you connect accounts together. So lots of powerful